Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obie. Doug is a financial planner and has been for a number of years. He's helped companies just like yours and mine manage their finances, and he's the author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, thanks again for being here. You wrote a piece recently about fixing Social Security.
Yes.
And you pointed out in the article that it was originally intended, Social Security was originally intended to be a safety net, not a full retirement package.
Absolutely.
But that's kind of what it's become, hasn't it, and in so many ways.
It's unfortunately become that for too many people. And the promises that Social Security has made are simply not going to be able to be kept. All right, you can't. You know, everyone knows, or anyone that follows this knows that our national debt is $18 to $19 trillion.
Yep.
But what's not added into that, Jim, is Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare bills.
They're called, the accountants call that contingent liability.
Exactly.
And that, what is that? $50-60 trillion more.
Well, the estimates are between $50 and $70 trillion.
Yeah.
All right. So
on top of the 18, folks, this is contingent liability. For example, if you have a child, and you plan to put that child through school in a good college, well, that education is a contingent liability in your future, isn't it, Doug?
Absolutely.
You got to fund that contingent liability. You got to fund that one of these days.
Exactly.
So you better get ready.
No, absolutely right. Jim, the only way that this country, and we're not alone. Matter of fact, in many ways, we're not as bad as we are, as other countries
The European model is off the charts.
Japan, and, you know, yeah. they're all in even worse situation than we are. We at least have a growing population.
Right.
Demographics are not as bad as Europe or Japan.
Europe and Japan, their demographics are declining.
Absolutely.
And their safety net's bigger than ours.
Exactly. So they have fewer and fewer people working to pay for more and more people retired.
And more and more stuff. I mean, look, all we got to do is watch the movie called Grease. And, folks, I'm not talking about the one that was done in the 1970s. I'm talking about the one that was done last year, the year before, right?
Yep.
What happened in Greece is a little micro movie of what's going to happen in the rest of Europe, in Japan, and ultimately one day in the United States, Doug.
Well, this is how I see it. All right, Jim, I think the way we're going to get out of this, because it has to be reckoned with, all right? People are retiring. Mm-hmm. But I think how it's going to play itself out is the Federal Reserve and government together will figure out how to push inflation. And that can be done. Bernanke back in, I think it was 2011 or sometime, gave a speech and he said, you know, the Federal Reserve has all kinds of tools. And he said even one of them was what they call helicopter money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's literally printing money to be spent into the economy, and
yeah.
I think that will be the next thing that the.
Well, they did that. They've done that for the last few years, but all that money just stayed on Wall Street. It didn't get out to Main Street.
Well, exactly. So what?
About $3 trillion.
Exactly, but what they're going to have to do is have that money go directly to state governments as well as federal government,
mm-hmm.
and spend on
and that will drive inflation.
Spend on programs that fix our infrastructure. Quite frankly, we need it done. We should have spent
yeah.
the money instead of bailing out the banks on the infrastructure.
Why don't we just say, okay, the wellspring of future success is not government fiat. The wellspring spring of sustained future success is the marketplace. Let's get out of the way of the marketplace and let it generate opportunity and tax revenue. Why don't we do that, Doug?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where I think we're going here. If, in fact, the economy strengthens because of all this money spent, all right, and inflation, all right, even if the economy, the inflation will push things up nominally, if not on a real basis, but what that's going to do is let's say if inflation is merely 7% a year, all right, you know the rule of 72.
Yeah.
In 10 years, everything will double. So that means the kid coming out of college.
Yeah, but you can't sustain seven. You don't need.
But instead, but instead of making 50 grand, he'll be making 100 grand.
Yeah.
Well, right?
But go ahead.
Instead of buying a car for $30,000, he'll be paying 60. Instead of buying a house for $250, he'll be paying 5. Everything will be double, but his income will be double as well.
Yeah.
But on a $100,000 income, Jim, he's going to pay a higher tax.
Right.
So the government.
But
will
instead of the government
tax,
inflating that, why don't we do it through the marketplace? Why don't we inflate it through
that
the marketplace?
That would be wonderful. But you've got to get government out of the way.
That's
for they'll never get
there
out
you
of
go.
The way.
That's what your problem is.
Exactly.
We've got to put people in the Washington that will get the heck out of our way. Doug, I need your website quickly one more time.
It's Doug Obey, DougObey.com.
Thank you, Doug, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Money and the Human Condition. Check it out. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I want a dream lover, so I
don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.